Catching up with the New South Wales SES Southern Zone Incident Controller, Barry Griffiths, about the Murrumbidgee flooding. G'day, Barry.
G'day, how are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. You've just held a meeting this afternoon in North Wagga Town Hall. There has been an evacuation order issued for just a few streets. Can you let us know where that evacuation order takes in?
Yeah, so predominantly it's the low-lying areas against the Murrumbidgee River around Wagga Wagga, specifically Edward Street West, Flowerdale Road, Roach Road, McNichol Road, Lower Gardner Street, Wilkes Park, Unoni Bridge Road and Mill Street. We've evacuated those because the water that's anticipated to move through that area over the next couple of days will be in excess of anywhere between 30 centimetres and 80 centimetres deep. And there's a reasonable significant threat to public safety in terms of the flood water and effects there, plus isolations as well and people's ability to safely remain behind in their locations, and also our ability to provide emergency response to people that have medical issues, etc. What we haven't done is evacuate the town of North Wagga inside the levee. The predicted height is 9 metres, which is the road level driving into North Wagga. So at this stage, we're fairly comfortable that there's no safety issue or no access issue to North Wagga, including the schools and the childcare. So we've taken a decision to evacuate those lower-lying areas that will be affected by flooding, but not North Wagga inside the levee itself.
For the people who have been evacuated, an evacuation centre has been set up where they can access services?
Yeah, so that's been set up at the showgrounds, and they have access to welfare services there. That's open, will be open shortly, and people that need assistance can go there.
How long do you anticipate that the people who are out will be out for?
At this stage, it's looking like potentially 3 to 4 days. The flood peak is quite slow and drawn out at the moment. It will spike over the next 12 hours, but from the modelling that we've got at the moment, it'll drop below 8.7 somewhere around Wednesday to Thursday and start to clear down below the 8-metre mark, which will open up Unoni Bridge around Friday on the models that we have.
So in terms of roads, and obviously Unoni Bridge is a big one, you expect that to be cut until around about Friday?
Yeah, at this stage from everything that we've got, yeah.
Okay, and which other roads do you think will be inaccessible?
So from Unoni Bridge to Aura Bridge Road, it's possible that will get cut. We're unsure at this stage because of the level of the flood and the intelligence that we have. We're not sure about whether or not you'll be able to drive directly through around through Bowman out to Aura that way. We know that Mill Street at North Wagga will be cut in that dip section. The water levels around Unoni Bridge and Aura Road could be cut in that intersection there near the viaduct. On Flowerdale Road, it only affects the communities out on Flowerdale, but Flowerdale Road in the dip down there, that gets cut, and it's likely to be getting cut fairly shortly, and potential for some roads to be cut affected out at Morong.
Okay. In terms of schools, because for North Wagga School and also for the daycare there, are they remaining open?
Yeah, at this stage they'll remain open. We've had a chat with them and the community. I'm not concerned about the welfare of those areas. The flood level at the moment, for I guess a general awareness, is at the top of the road near the public school there. So that's where the flood's going to get to. So it's just touching, I guess, the bottom berm of the levee. So they won't be sort of, underwater or anything like that, or looking, up on water. So I'm happy that there's no risk to their safety. But because of the slow-moving nature of the event, we've also kept the flood evacuation warning open. So should the situation change, we can place an evacuation order in if we need to. But from the information that we have at the moment, the people who want to access North Wagga and the school and daycare are free to do so. The one thing I would ask, though, is that it is a stressful time for the residents inside North Wagga and the community in the affected areas. We've seen a lot of sticky beakers driving along the levee wall and just coming in for a bit of a look. You know, I can't stress strongly enough, just stay away from Wagga while they're going through this. It just adds to the congestion of traffic and the safety of people. People are looking at the water when they drive through North Wagga. They're not looking at the road where they should be. And just even personally, driving through, coming back from the meeting now, it's crazier than I've ever seen it before. So just urging people to try and stay away while the flood threat's moved. Try to find a vantage point that's away from the river, or park in the city and walk along some of the bike tracks along the levee to have a look. Don't drive into North Wagga itself.
Is there any assistance needed from community members in terms of sandbagging or assistance for people who've been evacuated?
No, at this stage, we haven't had any requests for assistance in terms of that. The community at North Wagga has their own stockpile, and they're undertaking their own preparation here right now. There may be some assistance once the waters go down to assist people just moving any debris and that sort of thing, but we'll let the community know if we need that when we start to see some of that meteorite.
Sincerely appreciate your work. Are there any messages that you would like to get out to the community?
I guess the big one at the moment is just the community, to let the community within North Wagga get their stuff done and sticky beak from a vantage point. Don't ride, drive, or walk through floodwater. I've seen a couple of people on mountain bikes driving along and riding along the bike path along the river. There will be some parts of that bike path that gets inundated and become dangerous. The water's edge is a really dangerous place at the moment, particularly on some of the tracks that go down along the water's edge there. So please just stay away from the floodwater as it moves through. And if people need assistance, call 132 500 for any SES support and 000 for anything that's life-threatening.
SES New South Wales Southern Zone Incident Controller Barry Griffiths, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow morning.
Sure. Thanks, mate.